Our scripture selection this morning is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his word.
Thank you very much, Jim. Well, y'all, I'll tell you what, I've been looking forward to this. My wife is probably glad the day is here. She has been my sounding board and listened to the sermon a few times. She complained a little bit, but not much. But I want to talk to y'all today about planting seeds. Now, wait a minute. Before y'all all start jumping up, especially you men, and tell me, you know, what you planted in the garden and all that kind of stuff, I'm not talking about those kind of seeds. You've all heard the expression, what goes around comes around. Well, there's nothing more true than that. In Job 4 and 8, it states, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. There's something about planting that we all need to understand. The Bible is very clear. What you sow is what you reap. So there's something going to come back to us as a result of seeds we plant. Many people in their lives ask, why is this happening? Talking about something bad happening to them. When the truth of the matter is, if they go back and study the basics of life as outlined in the scripture, right here, we find that God's word is actually an instruction manual. It gives us instructions on how to plant the seeds of life. We all need to understand, if you plant corn, you're going to reap corn. If you're raising different types of animals, cows produce cows, horses produce horses. Now, if you see a pig giving birth to a chicken, we got a problem. Something funny going on there. But planting seeds is in everything that you do, both physically and spiritually. When we understand that there is a spiritual application to planting, then it's something that should get our attention. Are we doing things the way the scripture tells us to do them? If you plant seeds contrary to that, you can expect to reap some consequences that you may not want. Planting seeds in a religious context is done by our actions. Actions are something that comes from our life constantly. And to draw this parallel, we need to understand something. When you put seeds in the ground, you get more than what you put in. For example, if you put in 100 seeds, you're going to get maybe thousands back. And we want all the right things to come around. We don't want the wrong things giving us fits in life. Life is tough enough trying to deal with the ups and downs without adding complications to our lives. The Bible says for us to be careful. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. What we reap is based on what we plant. So we need to be very careful on what we're planting. As human beings, if we plant kindness, will reap kindness as a general rule. 90% of the people out there will return kindness to you when you show kindness. The Bible says, live at peace with your fellow man as best you are able. Now, sometimes it's pretty hard to do that, but we need to give it our best shot. You always put forth your best foot and follow the example from the scripture as to what should you be planting. If you want flowers, you don't plant wheat. You've got to have the right seed to match the product you're looking for. Well, God is doing the same thing with all of us. He wants us to plant kindness and love, and He wants us to reap the same. Look at your marriages. What marriage would survive in this world if you don't show kindness to one another? How do you do that? Well, you plant kindness by kind words. John may say to Mary, "You sure look nice today." Or Joan may say to Jack, "You're one handsome hunk. No wonder I married you." Well, maybe I got a little carried away with that, but those kind of words encourage one another, okay? And we all love to be encouraged. So think about what seeds you are planting in your children. What will be the results of the seeds you plant? You won't find compassion when you have hatred in your heart. If you're planting hatred, you're not going to receive compassion. Well, to one degree or another, we are all guilty of planting the wrong seeds, and we have to hang our heads in shame and go to the Lord and just say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." God has given us a manual, this manual, to help us control our life circumstances. It helps us through life. And if we plant according to the commandments in this book and the guidelines, then good results will come 9 out of 10 times. So again, the scripture answers all these things. It says, don't envy the wicked, but don't choose their way. Don't try to plant in the direction that they're planting. We look at the world around us today, and there's a lot of problems, and there are difficulties in the lives of many people. Actually, as human beings, we're in a terrible state of affairs. We've been planting seeds in all directions, trying to find the right answers. But the Bible, is the only manual that will help us plant correctly. Actually, it's even better than a farmer's almanac. Some people like to think that everything's going to be health, wealth, and great things when you follow God's truth. Reality says there are some hard roads and knocks that we all have to face. But I would remind you, if God is for us, who can be against us? In Galatians 6:8, it states, "For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Notice, it's important. If you plant seeds to your human desires, you're going to reap corruption. Life everlasting is the goal that God has designed for us. Christ put it this way: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things? The things that we're all striving for. We want to get these things for the flesh, and Christ says, the flesh doesn't profit us in the long run. Your needs will be taken care of. Don't I take care of the birds? Don't I take care of the flowers? Aren't you worth more than all of these? Now, something today that'll drive some of you, or all of us, kind of nuts, because we're sort of a right now generation, and that's dial-up. How many of you with computers have heard of dial-up? Lots of you people who live here in the city, y'all have high speed. But if you live out in the country like I do, and you have dial-up, you dial up on it, and what do? You wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait a little bit more. Now, it used to make me mad, but then I got to thinking, you know what? That thing's teaching me patience. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. You know, we live in the now generation, and we don't want to wait for anything. God tells us we need to have patience. He said that because there's a time gap in the things we labor for before the results come. Sometimes we get frustrated with God because we want it right now. Some people pray, God, give me patience, and I want it right now. It just doesn't happen that way. That's not the way it's built. We need to ask God in our personal prayers for forgiveness. When we look back at what seeds we have planted, we must ask God to forgive us and to get our life back where it needs to be. We need to show the type of approach and understanding that God outlines for us in His manual. We need to show love and affection. God is a loving God, and He's put this loving desire in our hearts. And we hunger for love, but we have to understand that we have to plant love. Love doesn't just happen. Kind actions do good things that grow. They help other people. When you're having a down period, a kind action or a kind word can make all the difference in your life. You see, all of us are planting seeds every day. So the question is, what kind of seeds are you planting? Are you planting kindness? Are you planting ugliness? Are you planting Christ-like behavior? Each of us today is a result of our past. Our previous thoughts and actions determine what kind of people we are. It's a short-sighted person who thinks only of the here and now. These people will have no way to avoid the poor quality and small quantity of their rewards. The principle in Galatians 6 and 7 is, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. That's the root cause of careless and indulgent lifestyle of many people. They are deceived. They either don't believe the truth, or they think they will somehow be exceptions to God's laws. Some are deceived because their seeds have yet to produce results. So they continue down their course, mistakenly believing that there will never be a harvest. Don't live as though in rebellion to God. It has bad consequences for you. But that is humankind's most common delusion. But I remind you, the scripture says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. All of us have a chance to plant seeds into the lives of other people. Seeds can be small acts, like telling someone God loves them, offering to pray for a sick person, or showing kindness to a stranger. It's my sincere hope that all of us will make a decision today to plant seeds of love, patience, and truth. Remember, we reap what we plant. People need you to make an eternal difference in their lives. Take the time to plant the seeds of righteousness, and you'll reap a harvest of eternal rewards. If you join me in prayer, please. God, please guide our thoughts, establish our thoughts, direct our footsteps, and help us always to plant seeds to your glory and for the kingdom of God for which you have called and planted that seed in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and for showing us how to love you in return. In Christ's name, amen.